It's the Prentice Alsa Heating and Air Coach's Corner, fueled by Chick-fil-A and Donut Country on FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com and our iPhone and Android apps.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Fans Heating and Air, Northfield Medical Clinic, and Little Caesars Pizza.
We're back. We're just talking. Coach Hartsfield and I are just talking, you know, rosters and things like that. Like, why am I talking to an announcer guy about rosters? But anyway, you used a lot of guys last night, I can tell you that.
You won't
game.
Believe the amount of people that need a roster.
Oh, I would say so, yeah. A good win for you guys last night. Smyrna, very good ball club, ball team. And you all have become the Road Warriors. And I know after a while that kind of gets – you know, tougher and tougher each game as you're on the road. You finally get to go home. But the game last night, I think you set the tone early a little bit with that game.
Yeah. You know, we knew we were facing a big challenge on both sides of the ball, their defensive line being able to stuff the run and their offense being balanced as it is. And, you know, I think there was a big play in the first quarter. Luke Hayes got an interception to start the game.
And that was a tough catch that he made, too. It wasn't easy.
Yeah, yeah. He's a heck of a football player. You know, he's 5'8", 165 pounds, and he don't know it. And he don't care to be told that. So, you know, he's just a great player. He's having a great year in his first year starting as a junior. And then – later on in the game, I think their QB was scrambling and Matt Hall was able to run him down and put a big hit on him. And I think that had an impact in the game as well.
Hall had a lot of tackles last night. I know that. He was all over the place.
Yeah. If you didn't know his name for last night, you probably do now. He had a monster night, just delivering big hits, all night long. And, you know, he was a linebacker of the year in the district last year. And, last night you was able to see why.
Well, my stats are terrible, but I had him like 7 or 8 tackles last night. But that doesn't – when you say tackles, that doesn't mean what plays he was in on other than what are tackles.
Yeah, I don't know how many tackles he had, but I know 3 or 4 times you could hear the collision in the stands. And if you're making people remember those, then those are pretty good as well.
It was a real physical game, it seemed like, especially early in the first couple of quarters, and some penalties as a result of that. And you know, when you get Blackman and Smyrna together, you're gonna get some hits.
Yeah, it's always a physical game. The kids are really juiced up and excited to play and compete. You know, when they were fresher early in the game, but it was really humid. So by halftime, you know, I think we actually ran out of water by halftime, at halftime, and had to refill, and that's the first time that's ever happened.
One of the most humid nights I think I've ever witnessed, and even with a breeze, it was awful. Good run by Ote, gets it going. You get up a lead. Smyrna comes right back with Blake Watkins, but you knew that he was going to be a factor in that game.
Yeah, Adonis actually started off with some of that momentum early. I couldn't remember when that one run was, but it's actually the second play after the interception.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Blake Watkins is a heck of a player. He's really hard to tackle. It took us a minute to get adjusted to him and how he breaks tackles. But, you know, we just had to play team defense and assignment football to try to keep him and keep getting him on the ground and try to keep him from breaking a big one.
Second half, you did really midway through the second quarter and the second half, your defense really set the tone, I thought, of the game. Even though you scored a lot of points, the defense was the mainstay, I thought.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It seems like every game, you know, if we give up a little bit early in the first half, it seems like the third quarter they've really kind of settled in and figure out what they're doing to have their eyes in the right place. And you know, you can just kind of tell when they get in one of those grooves that they've got it figured out. It makes it very comforting for Coach Pitts, who's doing a great job leading those guys on defense. That I don't know why, but third quarter they always get in a groove, and you know that they are now in control of the game, and it makes it really easy for him to call it.
I want to mention one play, Connor Murphy. I don't know if it was Watkins. I can't remember the play, but he was. They were sweeping around the end, and Murphy comes out of nowhere and slows him down and makes the play. That was an amazing play to see him come across the field like that. Kind of shows the indication what kind of speed he's got.
Yeah, Connor is he's a tailback too. He just plays linebacker. Yeah. That's why we have guys like that can run at linebacker that can make those plays. I remember the play exactly. Watkins cut it back. He likes to cut it back a lot and turn up the sideline. And Connor kind of put his foot in the ground and just kind of went straight down the line and was able to run him down. Just a heck of an athlete and heck of a player. And him and that linebacker core is just really fun to watch.
And when you say running down that running back, that's no just your average running back. This guy, I mean, Blake can fly. So.
Oh, he can, no doubt. He can run. And most people don't know Connor because he hasn't been at tailback yet this year very much, but they will, and they'll realize what type of speed he has as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the running backs because you threw a lot out there. You threw some quarterbacks out there, but – One person in particular that I think has really taken a super leadership role, and you can just see it on the field. And before, even in pregame warmups, was Trey Knox. Ran the ball well the other night, made some big catches last night, big first downs, and knew what to do when he got it. But I know you got it. But the big thing that impressed me was he was jumping up and down in pregame, getting everybody fired up. Trey Knox, talk about him.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that everybody looks to. He just has that presence about him. He knows he likes to get fired up for the games, and, you know, we know the team will follow him and follow suit. And in big moments, we call his number a lot of times. I think a third and two, we threw him a hitch. A couple of fourth downs, we ran him. And he's been great converting those for us all year long, and really proud of how he's grown and developed as a senior.
Let's talk about Napier and Elder. Let's name a couple. They both had great nights too, and Napier really had a super night.
Yeah, I think he had 150 something yards or something like that. Busted a couple of big runs. Took him a little bit longer to get going than it normally does, but he just runs so hard, and he'll just keep knocking away until he knocks the door down, and then you look up and he's gone. Just love his mentality and how he runs the football. Just a lot of fun to watch. He don't say much, but the way he runs just kind of has a way of getting the rest of the guys on board and playing at the same level intensity that he does. And Elder's kind of the first big night that he's had for four quarters. He had a catch, I think, just a bubble screen or one-on-one matchup, and he took it 50 or 60 yards, returned two punts when we was actually in punt safe. I watched one of them. We didn't block a single person, and he's just was able to get that ball and get vertical, and when he hits that burst, there's going to be it's going to be tough for anybody to tackle him. So really excited for him and for him to showcase his abilities.
One play in particular, Beam to Ote, I thought was just a brilliant pass, beautiful pass, and reception too, and just kind of laid it up there in his hands. But Ote had to be ready when he got there. But I know you got to be pleased with the quarterback's play. I mean, all of them that ran.
Oh, absolutely. Drew gets better each and every week.
It's taking some pressure off of him a little bit too by having – other guys that can actually run the quarterback spot, don't you think?
They're comfortable with that rotation. It's not always going to be perfect, and it doesn't always get them in a rhythm, but they know what they got to do when their number's called, and he's getting better each and every week. He doesn't really get nervous. He just likes to play. For whatever reason, him and Adonis have a connection. He throws well to Trey and Elder too. But it seems like for some reason on the deep ball, he throws it better to Adonis than the other two, which we don't know why. But, and it's sometimes like Adonis throws a deep ball better to Trey than Drew mm-hmm. does, which is odd.
Yeah.
We're just going to keep rolling them in, and, Trey will hop in there and play some just to get his hands on the ball and get his big body running downhill.
Well, 24-10 at halftime, and they wound up 45-10, and really a great defensive performance. And I don't want to leave out the offensive and defensive line, because I know that's where you start.
Yeah, the offensive line, as always, you know, Michael Brown, Cameron Philum, and you know, Bodie Boyce and Josh Meany, and those guys up front just gel together with Coach Cunningham and kind of do what they always do. And D-line, Coach Knox has done a great job. You know, they don't get a lot of the notoriety as they're holding off linemen for those two inside backers to go make plays, and Jordan Brown and Corey Williams at outside linebacker. But if they don't play good, then we certainly have no chance of slowing Watkins down, and so I'm proud of their performance as well.
We're talking to Kit Hartsfield, the head coach of the Blackman Blaze, and a couple more questions. Really, Coach, next week it's Siegel, and had a big win over Antioch last night, and they are a team that, boy, offensively they throw a lot of things at you. They've got onside kicks. You've got to be expecting just about anything with them, and a big challenge next week.
Yeah, it's definitely your adrenaline will be pumping on every time they're kicking off. They got two or three kicks on us last year. We had a little lead, and it actually got them back into the game and striking distance. And it was, you know, they do a lot of different things, a lot of formations on offense. So we'll have to be ready to play.
And even though you know the onside kick's coming, it's still – If it's kicked right and the sledge kid is doing a good job of getting that ball,
yeah,
tough to cover.
Yeah, it's not a round ball that's just rolling towards you. You never know where that thing's going to bounce. And when you're trying to field it with someone running at you full speed, it's not a – nobody would be comfortable in that situation. And they just always had such good kickers that know what they're doing and how to do that. And it's been a successful unit for them.
Are you looking forward to being home? I mean, it's been, you know, several weeks now.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, we were kind of accustomed to just our travel schedule, which was kind of a good thing, back-to-back-to-back-to-back, being on the same schedule. But, you know, coming into mid-season, I think now's the time to get back home and kind of get our legs back under us and get around our people in the Inferno.
And Scott Lawless will have to have his A game on this week, getting ready for everything, right? It's all on him, right? Okay, never mind. Hey, not so much.
He's always on his A game.
Not so much. That's true. Coach, before I let you go, I want to mention, I think you had a former coach that pulled off a big upset or big win. I don't know how much of an upset, but for 71 games in a row, but Alcoa with a big win over Maryland. I know you got to be happy for him.
Oh, absolutely. I sent him a message last night, which they're on Eastern time, so he responded this morning and said thanks. You know, I think they knew that this was year they could get him. He didn't tell me that, but just from the word traveling around Knoxville, that they thought they would have a shot this year, and they must have a really good team because I know Maryville's really good. So that's a huge win for them and their program.
Well, continued success for you, Coach, and good luck against Siegel next week.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Coach Kit. You know what? His name's Kit. I don't know why that's difficult. Kit Hartsfield, head coach of the Blackman Blaze. When we come back, I believe Monty Hill Jr. is up next with Coach Stevens of Laverne. Stay with us.